Writer Michael Gaucher is here to talk about his new show entitled Dirty Secrets, a Lost Golden Girls episode, and give us his spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Charlotte.
Tell us about your new show.
You know what? It's a lot of fun. The show is a drag musical parody of the Golden Girls. Blanche is being blackmailed for being in a porn film when she was young, and the girls will do anything to save her reputation. The expected hijinks ensue.
What was your inspiration for creating the show?
The inspiration was multifaceted. I came late to the Golden Girls party. I never saw the show when it was first run, and I didn't understand what all the hubbub was about. I mean, it was four old broads and a laugh track. Who cares? But it wasn't until I discovered the show in syndication that I realized how funny and subversive it really was. Here were four women over 50, a demographic historically marginalized in a variety of ways, that were taking center stage in a way that hadn't been done before. And although many of the storylines centered on men, these characters were front and center without men. And I thought it was interesting that they featured their chosen family rather than their biologic family. What I'm hoping to do in this show is preserve the comedy that made the show so successful, but push the subversive boundaries to add commentary on cultural and political phenomenon that's relevant to this particular moment in history. Also, I had an experience in the past that made this show really necessary for me to write. I had a culture vulture sort of anonymous blog in Provincetown called Provincetown True Review. I might go to various restaurants and shows and offer my experience to readers if it was good or worth your time or if the food was tasty, things like that. One of the shows I reviewed was a Golden Girls Designing Women reboot. I didn't think the show was that great, and I wrote it in my blog, and unfortunately, one of the actors took umbrage with my review, found out who I was, and started sending me all these really threatening texts and Facebook posts about how I was nothing and that I better watch my back and that I better take the review down or I would be exposed. All kinds of like horrible bullying that you thought was in the past but was not. So I sat with this anger about this for a long time and I didn't know what to do about it. And eventually I decided the best protest would actually be to write the show that I thought audience deserved. And so that's what I've done. And here it is, for folks to judge on their own.
What would you like to accomplish with this show?
Oh, make some people laugh, make some money. If anyone hasn't been exposed to the Golden Girls, help do that. But really, it's just to expand on a much-loved institution.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
Ask anyone, and they'll tell you, I'm not a status quo kind of guy. Perhaps it comes from being a gay man in a straight world, but I'm often perplexed and frequently angered by the circumstances and hierarchies the dominant culture perceives as normal. If I can do one thing with my work, I'd like to offer an opportunity for people to see the artifice of these hierarchies that they believe are true, and in doing so, maybe open up some opportunities they hadn't thought of before.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
It's an amazing time right now. The question is difficult because it assumes the community is a monolith and that it has a single agenda or a point of view, and I don't think that's true. As unfortunate as it is for me, I have friends who are part of the LGBTQ community who support Trump, and I need to accept that. However, but what I will say, those who do not accept the erosion of democracy that's the hallmark of this administration, that we can no longer afford politeness. This doesn't mean we have to abandon civility, but we do need to no longer entertain people when they parrot untruths input forward by politicians and conservative news outlets. Silence will only embolden the people that would like to turn this country into something it was never meant to be. Conversations need to take place, not necessarily to change minds, but to show there is an active resistance for everyday people and not just for the newsmakers. In addition, it's really important that everyone votes on the midterm elections. I cannot think of a more important election that I've ever participated in my entire life. The idea that we have an opportunity to stop Trump's administration in its tracks by by taking 15 minutes out of our day and doing what our democracy is based on seems like a small price and will have infinite, infinite ramifications for the rest of our lives and the lives of our children. So if you can do nothing else, please vote on November 6th.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have with these kids struggling with Trump?
Growing up in New Hampshire in the 70s and 80s, I was a closeted kid who was taught to be ashamed of who he was. I mean, I think that was a common experience for a lot of gay people. All the things that I know now are my gifts were the things that I was most ashamed of. And if I could have somehow cut them away from myself, I would have. And I realize now that that would have been an incredible, incredible tragedy. So my one piece of advice for people that are being bullied for who they are, the things that you're being victimized for are the things that make you so incredibly powerful. And never be ashamed of them. Cherish them, because those are the things that are going to make you so magnificent later on in life.
How can people get information and tickets for your new show?
The show is taking place at Love Cafe. That's 209 Columbus Ave in Boston, running from October 5th through November 18th. A variety of different dates and times that spread over Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. You can get tickets at www.goldengirlsdirtysecrets.com. And for anyone who does get tickets to the show, you get 20% off your food if you eat before the show or during the show or after the show. So dinner and a show. Who can argue with that?
What other projects are you working on?
I have an idea about a musical about JonBenet Ramsey. I have a riff on The Handmaid's Tale. I have a show about the seamy underbelly of P-Town that's all done via song parody. But which one's going to fall out of my mouth first or come out of the tip of my pen? Who knows?
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Yes, cash or check. That's the only question I want to hear.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through the difficult times?
Yes, and it has to do with the whole bullying thing that I talked about earlier. People are going to want to cut you down. They're not going to believe in you. They're going to try to tell you not to do what you think you really want to do. And so when that happens, just look up in the sky and think, shine on. Just believe in your own light. Just keep shining it, and eventually you'll succeed. And don't blame others. They just can't see it, but it's there. Believe me.